Russellville.com presents the book Lance by Chance, Wrestling as a Von Erich.
Hear how he was discovered, what happened when he was at world class, and the adventures he had when he left Dallas.
Also available, the Pro Wrestling Vault, Volume 1 and 2.
Read stories of the Northern Wrestling Federation, Jazz, Bobby Eaton, Thunder Rosa, Tracy Smothers, Harley Race, PJ Black, Bushwhacker Luke, The Fantastics, Ricky Morton, Scott Casey, Tim Storm, Kamala, Sal Renaro, Jeremiah Plunkett, Andrew Anderson, and many more.
Get your books today at Russellville.com. Russellville. It's where wrestling lives.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
And now for something completely different.
I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm in three Halls of Fame. For the young fans, they don't give a damn. They just give a damn about themselves and what they're hearing now. And I got no problem with those rules. I know the rules going in. I'm happy to play the game that way.
And when Ivan came off with that knee drop from the top rope and he pinned me, I thought that something happened. I couldn't hear a thing. You could have heard the pin drop in that arena. It touched me so deeply that when I went in the dressing room, I really felt depressed.
I'll tell you that, I'll tell you right to his face. If Hogan and I, if he wanted to get in a real street fight with me, trust me, he would lose, and he knew it.
You know, that's the other thing. They give you the belt, and they're like, okay, you're in charge of me. I was like, what?
When you mentioned a guy like Harley Race, that kind of legendary status, it's obvious why people would get upset.
As far as I'm concerned, Roddy Piper was not a wrestler. He wasn't even a good worker. If he had to go out and work his way to the top and not have good friends like Jim Barnett. I mean, I'm not saying he's not a good guy. He's just not a tough guy.
Bro, I swear to you, I don't have an ego. Like, I don't give a crap. That stuff is not important to me. People don't know me. They have no idea of who I am. They know of me as being a fictional character that they saw on TV.
People didn't understand that, you know, the guy they saw in the ring that happened to be using his real name and happened to actually be the president of the company, they really believed that that guy that they loved to hate was actually a pretty decent guy. And I think many people have the perception that I really was that character.
Oh yeah, no problem. Hello and welcome to the two-man power trip of wrestling. I'm your host, JP John Paz. With me today, returning guest, he is a wrestling historian. Of course, he's an author, a writer. He is the man behind Russellville.com, Mr. Vinny Berry. Vinny, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me, John. It's good to be here.
I love that Lance Von Erich calls you Barry Vinny for some reason. That's the way he always refers to you. I have no idea why, but he always calls you Barry Vinny instead of Vinny Berry.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because he's, I've talked to him too, and he'll say, he'll call me Barry. Yeah. I mean, he like it's my first name, but.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't care. I'm going to answer to it.
I kind of like that. Hey, Barry, Vinny. Yeah, he kind of reverses everything. It's kind of interesting. So, what's going on in your world? I know Russellville kicking ass and taking names, but what's going on?
Well, you know, trying to keep the website up to date with podcasts. I try to load at least one a week, and I'm very heavy on the independent scene. You know, I like we were talking a little bit ago, but you know, newer people on the scene. I do love my old school veteran wrestlers. I have quite a few of them on the site as well. But do have a lot of young people. Recently, I've got Ninja Mac. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but
he's great. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he wrestles in NOAH in Japan right now. He's a trainee of Booker T's. I could watch that guy all day. And recently interviewed PB Smooth. And my next one I am going to load up is a veteran of 20 years. His name is Jock Sampson, and he's been on the independent scene in the Midwest and the Appalachian region for quite some time, you know. Are you familiar with him?
A little bit. Not as much, though, no. But interesting. Hopefully he makes his way around more.
Yeah, he's he might be closer to the end of his career. However, he was telling me that he would maybe like to have some kind of a role in the back as far as like maybe a road agent or anything, something like that. But very interesting story, very interesting interview. And like I said, that should be coming up this week. And, as far as the book's concerned, the new book is The Pro Wrestling Vault, Volume 2. You know, it's out, yes. Came out in December, and it's got 46 short stories and 200 pictures. Covers old school wrestlers, but also too heavy in the independent scene and a lot of new people that people may not be familiar with.
So who you got in there? I know Beautiful Bobby's in there. I know Jazz. Who else you got in there?
I got I have an interview with Kamala and Bobby Eaton, like you said, before they passed away. I got PJ Black is in here, Thunder Rosa, Sal Renaro, Scott Casey's in here, Andrew Anderson. I got Lilani Kai. I got Bill After. I've got Mark Lorenz, who was the announcer at World Class. Talks a lot about the time of, when he was there and when Gino died and Kerry Von Erich had the world title. I've got Bam Bam Malone, Jeremiah Plunkett. And I have a young lady. Her name is, on NXT, her name is Thea Hill. Are you familiar with who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. She's a part of Chase University on NXT. Oh,
that
yeah.
is correct. That is right. I interviewed her probably about a month when she started wrestling. She was probably 30 days in the business. I had a debut with Thunder Rosa. Her debut match was with Thunder Rosa on AEW Dark. I interviewed her. She was about 30 days in when her name was Nikita Knight. And I guess about, I don't know if it was the 3-month mark of her career, or maybe a little longer, she got signed to NXT. Amazing story. The girl was a competitive gymnast, and she was a competitive cheerleader. And when those two paths kind of came to an end, she went, she was scrolling on social media, came across some wrestling stuff, went straight to her dad and said, "Dad, this is what we're doing now." And it was pro wrestling. And it kind of caught her. She caught him off guard, but he was kind of like, "Well, you've never done anything easy, right?" So, but she, I would have to say that she likes the adrenaline rush. She loves entertaining. She very, very competitive. And she was gracious enough to spend some time on that story and help me out with some pictures for the story as well. So she's in there. And also too, the very first story in this book covers the Northern Wrestling Federation, Roger Ruffin. And the Northern Wrestling Federation, been a long day, brother, is located in Cincinnati, Ohio, and the school is Bone Crushers, and has been in existence for about, I believe, about 27 years, and some of the high profile names that have come out of there is Chris Harris, who you've had on your show. Carl Anderson is from that school, from that promotion. Monster Abyss, Jillian Hall, and Jordan Clearwater, who is currently on NWA and Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, and and maybe a couple others I can't think off the top of my head, but he's making quite the wave in the business right now. And so very interesting story. He was very he spent a lot of time with me, him and his wife. They helped me with some pictures. There's probably about 40 or 50 pictures of their promotion in the book. The book is probably about 10, 11, 12 pages, and it covers the how he got in the business and who he's trained and his philosophy of wrestling. And I think readers will find that very very entertaining for sure.
When you look at like some of these guys, not like unknowns, but it's funny to think like when you interview them then and where they are now, like even Thea Hale, it's like where she was then, just getting in, and now she's on NXT and she got signed by WWE. So it's interesting the maturation process of some of these guys just through the years of where they started and where they are now.
You know, I have Blake Christian in this book. And when he was heavy on the independent scene, he was introduced to me by Sir Mo. Sir Mo, you know who he is, right? Obviously, Bobby Horn. And he lives in Dallas. And Blake was coming in for his shows. And I'd reach out to him from time to time. And I'd ask him, I said, hey, you know, who would be a good wrestler to interview? He says, you got to interview this young man. You know, he's got it, man. And I said, okay, you know, and I very, very interesting story. You know, I listened to your interview with him and he told, you know, he told the story. He didn't go into depth, but he tells you, he told you when you interviewed him that he had a good friend of his pass away. And then that was kind of like the turning point for him to kind of push into the direction of wrestling a little harder.
Yep.
He tells the story in the book.
Oh, okay. Nice. All
right. And he goes into detail. And so, I'll save that for the listeners, but it is definitely, or for the readers, but it's definitely, you know, the stories in the book are intimate, you know, they're intimate stories. They're, you know, they talk about really, I mean, it could be anything. Could be their, why they walked away from wrestling, what brought them into wrestling, who influenced them. Thunder Rosa talks in here about why she started Mission Pro Wrestling. And she, you know, it came from an idea of after, you know, all the, I guess, the allegations and all the talk about mistreatment of women and some men in the business sexually, that, you know, she thought, hey, you know what? It's time to have a safe place, you know? And not only a safe place where women, because, you know, she's had some, you know, a few men on her show I've seen come in there, but it is majority, I would say 90-95% women. But, you know, the I guess the motto at Mission Pro is, you know, raise the bar, you know, act like a professional, you know, right, and treat people with respect. And the girls there, and she told me this, that, you know, they all keep each other accountable. Hey, you know what? We're professional. We don't act like that. Hey, we're ladies. We don't act like that, you know? And, you know, so her motto, and she might not have it on any poster or billboard, but from talking to her, it's, you know, hey, let's be professional. Let's be mature. You know, let's make wrestling grow, you know? So, you know, those are the conversations that I have with the people who are in the book, you know? And so it's, I think readers will be surprised by some of the stories and also too intrigued by hearing some of the things that, you know, you've got 46 different stories to pick from, you know? You don't have to sit down and read it from page one to the last page. You can jump around with this one. So
when you're writing it and putting it together, do you transcribe the whole interview? Like, what's the process? So how do you do that?
Well, I'll tell you this. A lot of people, and I'll clear this, you know, I just kind of clear the air with you on this. A lot of people were like, they're asking me, hey, are you going to do a volume 3? You know, and I said, no, I'm not doing a volume 3 because I don't have any, you know, I haven't been interviewing like that. And people were like, well, dude, you've got all these podcasts. I didn't create the podcast to do the interviews, right? Here's what happened. And I'll answer your question here in a moment. But,
yeah,
you know, I was writing I was writing the stories, John, and just writing, interviewing people, writing stories. Well, when I was promoting the book, people were like, dude, you need a podcast to promote the book. So here I'm thinking, oh, I got more work to do, right? So I started doing the podcast, interviewing people, but then I stopped writing. I stopped writing the stories because my podcast for my interviews aren't the same interviews that I would do if I was writing a story. I get a little more, you know, well, hey, man, what color was it? What did it look like? If I'm writing a story, right? But if I'm having a conversation with you, I'm not going to ask a whole lot of detail. Just tell me what happened, right? And so that was the thing. But the thing is that I needed about 12 more stories. So if there's 12 people that are on my podcast that are in the book, that's fair to say. But the only one that I transcribed word for word was the Soraya Knight for this. All the others were different interviews. So I interviewed them twice, one for the book, wow, one for the podcast. But when I'm writing the story, yes, I transcribe everything.
Oh, interesting that it's not just the podcast to the book and vice versa. That's interesting. It's separate.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I have, and that's why people are asking me, it was like, hey, are you going to do a volume 3? I think that door's done. You know, I think that door's closed. I'm really proud of these two books, the volume 1 and volume 2. Man, when I sell Lance, it feels good, right? But man, when I sell these books, you know, it was like my little babies, you know? I mean, it was the idea from the very beginning, you know. I designed the picture layouts, you know, I designed the covers, I wrote the stories, you know, it's just had the idea from the seed, you know. So again, I don't know what else I could do with that and not water down the specialty of these. You know right. What I'm saying?
Yep. Yep. Definitely. You don't want to water it down. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there won't be a volume 3, you're saying?
I'm not planning on doing a volume 3. I'm working on another autobiography and yeah, I've got a couple.
Tell us about what you're going to be working on.
I'm working on Black Bart's autobiography right now.
I love that. Black Bart is one of those guys, man. He was he was in the WWF, obviously, but he was a big territory guy. He was big in Florida, kind of followed Dusty around for a bit. Just he's a really interesting guy.
Dusty liked him, and Dusty liked him because he was a loyal, solid worker. You know.
Yep, you love those Texas guys, Lance Von Erich. Well, not really a Texas guy, but could be considered a Texas guy. Black Bart, yeah, you love those guys down there in Texas.
Well, I'm Texas. I'm a Texas boy.
Yeah. But that's good on Black Bart because I feel like that story's not out there. And really, right? That story's never been told.
Yeah. His story hasn't been written. He has done a lot of shoot interviews. You know, if you Google Black Bart, he's out there, right? And he tells these extravagant stories. Let's just say it like that. You know, wild. He's very animated. If you ever seen him on the shoot interviews, he's very animated. He's loud and he's a great guy. But I told him, I said, look, what would keep, you know, I mean, I said, damn, Bart, I Google your name and I get all these shoot interviews. What are we going to do that's different? And we came up with a concept of the book that I think people are going to really, you know, if you want to know the history, you want to know some of the things that happened behind the closed door in professional wrestling and the territories where he was at, you're going to enjoy this book. It does have some funny stories and some road stories, so to speak. But if you want that stuff, go to the internet. You're not going to really get a whole lot of that in the book. You're going to get, his struggles, his triumphs, you know, some disappointments in the business, things that happened that almost could have propelled him to a different level, some things that, you know, did propel him to a different, you know, kind of higher build on the card, you're going to get that stuff. And I think people are going to really find that interesting. I think there are people going to find some business deals that took place in wrestling with him, and some of the relationships that he had, and some of the things that happened within matches that, you know, probably shouldn't have.
Interesting. So a little bit of a different spin, a little bit something different, something you're not normally hearing from Black Bart.
Exactly. Because I said, look, you know, if people want to hear your outrageous stories, you know, what's gonna get them to buy the book? I think what people are gonna like about the book is it covers his career pretty well. I mean, he had a lengthy career. And, you know, I don't want to put about a book that's 400 or 500 pages out there, because I'm never going to read a book that long. And I just don't think people are, you know. So I want to tell a story that's entertaining, but something that people can finish. You know, I don't know if I told you, I went to a wrestling show and someone wanted to buy my Lance Von Erich book. And they go, you know what? I'm going to pass right now because I have 5 wrestling books right now that I've started and I haven't finished. Well, why is that?
Is it too long? Maybe.
Maybe it's long. Maybe it doesn't have a destination in the story.
I mean, maybe it got boring. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I don't want to write that book. You know, I want people to read my books. I think Lance was good because it did have a lot of, you know, that expectation of what's going to happen next with this guy, right? You know, One of my friends said, hey, I like the books with the short stories, but it's not Lance, because every time you come to an end of the chapter, you wanted to start the next chapter because you wanted to see what he was going to do next, you know, sell guns, be on a train that bombed, you know, walk out on Fritz, or, you know, whatever, right? What was going to happen to Chris Adams on the plane, or who was going to die next? You know, I mean, it really was intriguing because it covered this area, this era of, you know, 1982 to 1987. Everything happened in World Class in that time period, you know. So but the short stories come to every short story, there's 35 stop signs in this book, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And the other one keeps on going. Well, that's what I want to do with Bart, and I think people are going to be really just really taken back of the history that it's going to tell, they're going to find out what kind of a guy he is. He's a really, really good dude. He's a loyal guy, hard worker. And Bart wanted to be a wrestler so bad. I mean, that was all he wanted to do. When football fell out, that was it. And that guy was a jobber for 5 years on the Outlaw shows before he ever got sent to Mid-Atlantic.
Right.
So you talk about, you know, cutting his teeth, you know, and paying his dues. And he tells stories of, you know, he had to set up the ring and travel 50 miles one way, 50 miles back, wrestle 3 times in a weekend and get paid 12 or 18 bucks and think, whew, man, I'm so grateful to be doing this, you know, dead ass tired. And he had to take the ring was on a second floor of a building, he had to pulley it down to the truck and pulley it up, and it might have been him and another wrestler doing that.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, you talk about paying dues, and those are some of the stories that are in it, things like that, you know, his dynamics with his family and his dynamics with Dusty Rhodes and Ron Bass and, and all those guys, you know, Mike Davis and Dickie Murdoch. And I think people are really going to enjoy that. And that's what I like to do with my books too, is bring some stories of some people that maybe, you know, like in the Lance Von Erich book, yeah, you were expecting to read about Lance and the Von Erichs, right? But you got a chapter on Gino Hernandez, and you got a chapter on Ric Flair and Bruiser Brody and Chris Adams and, you know, Steve Simpson and Billy Jack Haynes and, you know, people that cross paths with Lance. And so I wanted to kind of tell their story a little bit and his experience with those people. Well, that's what I'm doing with Black Bart too.
Love that. The thing with the Lance Von Erich book too is, like you said, it's not so long either. I mean, you can get through that thing and, like, you know, leave you wanting more. Some of those wrestling books are like, you know, they're maybe too big, too long, and maybe that's the problem with people getting through them, and there's not enough meat to the bone, but they'll just throw any story out there and think it's interesting, and it's just to fill pages, and it's not really to keep the, you know, the viewer, if you will, the reader engaged.
Yeah, I take all that in consideration, John. You know, it's like, you know, reading is, you know, I'm only going to read something that I enjoy, you know? And I mean, I couldn't read anything. And when I was a teenager, I came across the wrestling magazines, and I read those things front to back, front to back, front to back, front to back. And some people, you know, would, you know, well, what are you reading, you know? Hey, what are you reading? You know, they'd ask you, well, I'm not reading Mark Twain, you know, but I was reading something, right? And so I guess what I'm trying to say is, for me to read something and for me to finish a book, it's a good book, you know? I got too many things going on. So if I'm going to commit myself to anything, you know, a movie, a play, a book, whatever, it's got to be entertaining for me, or I'm going to cut out, because I'm sorry, I got a book to write, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's got to keep your attention. It's got to be interesting.
Yeah, it's got to keep my attention. And so if it doesn't, then, but, you know, I think everybody's like that, right? And so, you know, I was fortunate with the Lance Von Erich book. It was an intriguing, entertaining story. And I've had so many people come to me and say, hey, I couldn't put that thing down. I read it in 3 days. And, you know, I'm glad that people can read my stuff, you know, and finish my stuff. And so I hope that, you know, I hope that with the Black Bart book, that I can kind of keep my idea of kind of what I want to do with it and how I want to tell it. And, you know, he's with me every step of the way. You know, I finished some chapters the other day, called him up, read them to him, but I'm writing the book out of sequence, you know? So I'll say, hey man, this is what happened, you know, this territory, this is what happened in Florida, this is Georgia, this is Dallas, this is the second Mid-Atlantic, you know, and I'm bouncing all around. And, but we talked today, and I told him, I said, hey man, you know, once we get this through, once we get done with this, and then we'll sit down, we'll read it one more time all the way through in sequence, you know. But he told me that I'm giving him goosebumps.
Wow.
By reading the book, and he already lived it. You know what I mean? I mean,
yep.
I'm not telling him anything new.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
But he said to me today, he goes, I never once wore a shirt or bought a shirt that didn't have a front pocket on the front of it. And when you're reading me these stories, I would think that you were in that pocket my entire career. So,
wow, nice. High praise.
That's a heck of a compliment, man. I'll take that any day.
I love that. Nice. Very cool. So it's just as far as like Wrestleville is concerned, like you said, there might not be a three, but you are doing the podcast. So Wrestleville, obviously, besides Wrestleville.com, but Wrestleville is not going anywhere. Just is not getting a third one.
Absolutely. Wrestleville.com is where I sell my books. Wrestleville.com is where I have my podcast and my interviews. If there's wrestlers listening to this, because I know a lot of wrestlers do listen to you, John, you've got quite the podcast, man. I give you all the credit, but I really do enjoy listening to you. I love how you ask questions and let the people talk and tell their stories. So I know wrestlers listen to your podcast. If you would like some exposure, you'd like to have a conversation with me, by all means, reach out to me on my website. I would like to have you on as a guest. But yeah, Wrestleville is not going away. I'm just no longer writing short stories to put on the website. I'm interviewing guests and putting about a 30-minute interview up there on the podcast. But if I'm writing anything right now, it's books, you know. So I really don't have time to write a lot of short stories and a lot of newspaper articles or, you know, have every once in a while someone say, hey, would you want to write a little something, or maybe we can get something from you for once a month or something. And I mean, that would be great. But, you know, I'm on this deadline to try to finish this book because somebody else came up to me and would like me to write with them as well. So, you know, opportunities are coming in. So, and I like some of the opportunities coming in, and some of them, you know, you have to kind of say goodbye and kiss them goodbye because someone else is going to pick them up, you know?
Yes. You can't, you can't let some opportunities slip by, but then if you're too busy, you know, you can't do everything either.
So you got to be selective in kind of what you pick, but you know, I've been fortunate enough that since I've started doing this, and especially with the Lance Von Erich book, you know, requests and ideas and people are talking to me, you know, projects are coming my way for sure.
So where can everybody find you? Give all the, you know, give us a big plug for Wrestleville, give us a big plug for the book. Where can everybody get you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Wrestleville Podcasts. Okay. You can find me on Facebook, Vincent Berry, Wrestleville Podcast, and Wrestleville. So I have a group page and a Facebook page for Wrestleville. And also, too, on Twitter is Wrestle_podcast. And you can find me also at Wrestleville.com. And my email is on there. You can reach out to me. My contact information is on there. So you can definitely get in touch with me there. And the books are on there. We've got Pro Wrestling Vault Volume 1, the Pro Wrestling Vault Volume 2, and Lance by Chance Wrestling as of Honor. All the three books are on there. And these two books, John, if you want Lance to sign the book, it is a little bit extra, but it's on the website as well. But these two books, Why Supplies Last, will all come with a signed autographed label. And I have, for the new one, I have Jazz, Andrew Anderson, Kerry Morton, Jeremiah Plunkett, Congo Kong, who else? PJ Black signed. So Leilani Kai as well. So,
oh, nice.
Some really good signatures in the second book for sure.
Oh, that's some really good ones. That's worth it right then and there to get that. That's,
yeah, and cool. doesn't cost any, you know, I sell these on the website for $19.95 plus shipping. So $19.95 plus shipping, and they all come with the sign. They're all signed books. These come signed as well. So, you know, you really can't ask for you know, anything cooler than that. In this one, you can get Superman Sean Hernandez. You can get Bobby Fulton, Damian Wayne, Tim Storm, C.W. Anderson, Greg Anthony signed. And who else signed? Can't think of off the top of my head, but I had quite a few.
Yeah, pretty good list there. Nice. Very cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty good list.
Nice. But Vinny, thank you so much for all the time. We got to have you back on again. We'll talk a little bit more about the next project and the next project. But thank you
absolutely.
For all the time.
Appreciate I appreciate you. Yeah, no, we, as long as we got projects, man, I mean, and thank goodness for the ones that are coming in. But yes, absolutely. I would love to share all those stories with you, man. And any time.
All right. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you for all the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother.
Russellville.com presents the book Lance by Chance, Wrestling as a Von Erich.
Hear how he was discovered, what happened when he was at world class, and the adventures he had when he left Dallas.
Also available, the Pro Wrestling Vault, Volume 1 and 2.
Read stories of the Northern Wrestling Federation, Jazz, Bobby Eaton, Thunder Rosa, Tracy Smothers, Harley Race, PJ Black, Bushwhacker Luke, The Fantastics, Ricky Morton, Scott Casey, Tim Storm, Kamala, Sal Renaro, Jeremiah Plunkett, Andrew Anderson, and many more.
Get your books today at Russellville.com. Russellville. It's where wrestling lives.